Simon Rattle, the British-born conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic, is one of the best-known classical musicians of his time. His influence shows up in all sorts of places. At the Metropolitan Opera, where musicians still speak of his presence there in reverent tones. In West Philadelphia, where his advocacy of Venezuela's El Sistema helped inspire Stanford Thompson to create Play on Philly, a music education program that touches hundreds of lives. Yet Simon Rattle's reputation has been garnered for the most part for how he conducts the symphony orchestras with whom he has the closest relationships, be they in Britain, Europe, or, where he most frequently conducts in America, in Philadelphia. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis profiles Simon Rattle.
Simon Rattle is as passionate about music as any athletic icon is about sports, about its intrinsic value and its ability to change lives. If the culture has not embraced music with equal ardor, perhaps we've been going about it the wrong way, he says.
If you were going to teach someone to play football, you'd give them a ball. You know, tennis, you'd give them a racket. But music, you'd say, listen to this. And we just seem to be missing the point that actually kids have to play. They have to do it themselves. Music is not a virtual activity.
Rattle's own passion for music started early. Born in Liverpool in 1955 to parents who both loved music, Rattle grew up listening to his father play the music of Gershwin and other jazz tunes on the piano. Rattle got a drum set at 4. By 7, he was reading scores his older sister had brought home. By 8 or 9, he was attending concerts at the Liverpool Philharmonic, and he soon caught the conducting bug from Gustav Mahler.
There was really one occasion. It was the Mahler Second Symphony when I was about 10 or 11, and hearing that for the first time. And I still think that performance is tattooed on my DNA somewhere. I will never forget it as long as I live. And I know that at that moment I thought, no, I want to be in the middle of this.
Rattle played piano, percussion, and violin, but he beat a path to the podium. At 16, he entered London's Royal Academy of Music. At 19, he became assistant conductor of the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, and at 22, the assistant conductor of the Liverpool Philharmonic. Rattle spent 18 years at the Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, where at 25, he became principal conductor, and in 1990, at 35, was appointed music director. In 2002, Rattle assumed his present position as principal conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic. Conducting, says Rattle, has always been addictive.
You're somehow in the middle of all this energy. You're not making it happen, but an enormous amount of the energy from the composer and the musicians is channeled through you. But all the job is to enable people to give their best and see whether you can really tell the story. It's one of the great jobs in the world. I mean, maybe it's one of the great fake professions, because you don't make your own sound. Without the musicians, I'm just a rather irritating piece of dust. But with the musicians, you can do something.
With musicians like Philadelphia Orchestra cellist Udi Bar-David, who says Rattle has a charisma and an ability to excite.
It's the shaping of ideas. His ability to create colors is really superb.
Choosing collaboration over command and control. Sometimes in the midst of a performance, this energetic conductor will stand still in front of the orchestra, listening and watching.
I'm trying to persuade them to take it on themselves. I want the mass energy of all these fantastic musicians. I don't want them just to reflect what maybe I have in mind, because that's one person's idea. The energy of more people working as a team is so important.
There's something personal that happens in his communication with orchestra. He's a master of that. It's almost the one-on-one. You really feel the connection. There's a chemistry. And he has good chemistry with Philadelphia Orchestra.
It was never difficult with this orchestra. And we just made a connection all immediately. And that's really lasted.
And playing under Rattle's baton can be profound, says Anthony McGill, principal clarinet of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra.
Rattle just changed my life. Yeah, I was unbelievable. You have some experiences that are so vibrant. You feel like you're so present in a moment that can never be taken away from you. It's like I carry it around with me. It didn't just disappear after we played the final note. It actually changed who I am as a musician.
Seeing music as integral to a larger life experience also informs Rattle's approach to the podium. His advice to aspiring conductors?
Well, I think the first thing I'd say is what Brahms said to young musicians. He'd practice 1 hour less every day and read one more good book, which is the most wonderful thing. Read everything, experience everything, live, be. Conducting is not about beating time, it's not about authority, it's about being somebody. So I would say the human side of it is more important than anything.
Perhaps it all goes back to the idea of music transcending social, economic, and educational status. Despite those who might regard him as classical music royalty, Simon Rattle does not want to be a high priest of the art form, but rather an evangelist, one of life's fellow travelers who rallies us all to share the joy.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.